Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It's actually Austin Orman with you here in the 93.7 The Ticket studios, 1040 O Street. Stop by and see us, right? Need a cup of coffee or in the area, stop by, say hi. We'll be here all week, some of us at least. A good portion of the crew is out in Indianapolis for Big Ten Media Days. And it, whenever I say in Indianapolis, it just takes me back to the March Madness commercial where you have it's Chuck Barkley, it's Spike Lee, and I forget who else is there. And Chuck is driving the RV. He says, all right, guys, we made it. We are Indianapolis. As in the Annapolis, Maryland, instead of Indianapolis for the Final Four. Fantastic commercial. Check it out if you have a sec or two. If you're watching this on YouTube, right, type it into your search bar. Don't hit enter and find that after the show. All right, before break, we got a text from 7809 saying Nebraska is definitely in the show me something tier. In case you missed the first segment, yeah, we're doing tiers of Big Ten teams this year. I've got the new coaches tier, the oh, you're still here tier, the wait and see tier, and we're on to the show us something tier. Northwestern, Maryland, Rutgers, Wisconsin, and Nebraska are the teams that I have here in this tier. And I go back to something that Bill Connolly wrote. If you're not a Bill Connolly observer or knower, he's a writer for ESPN. Follow him on Twitter. He tweets out a lot of relevant stats and information. And he's done it. His SP Plus is his kind of baby metric number that he goes to. He wrote it up for the Big Ten, the conference preview, and the first sentence that he says about Nebraska is, just as we continue to wait for Penn State to go from very good to elite, we are now in an annual wait for Nebraska to simply become good again. If that's not show me something, you're just standing there tapping your foot, arms crossed. Okay, when's it going to happen? Gotta happen now. Water boiling yet? Nebraska, you there? Hello? We've been there for a while with Nebraska, and I don't have to tell you, astute listeners and audience, that. Huskers under 500 for 7 straight seasons now. 7 straight! 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. All under 500. That's a problem, right? We're not asking for Nebraska to get double-digit wins. Just be normal, good. Just be borderline top 25, good. That's all we're asking for. I really like what Connolly ends his section about Nebraska with, too. He mentions the high ceiling of exciting youngsters, in his words, including Dylan Raiola, Malachi Coleman, Jalen Lloyd, Justin Evans, Cam Lenhart, and Princeville Umon Mielen. And then he brings up the higher floor of some veterans. Throws Heinrich Harburg into that conversation, Thomas Fedoni, Jamari Butler, Javen Wright, Isaac Gifford, and Tommy Hill. And here's, to me, the money section of this. Connolly says, leaning on youth might pay off in the long run, but cost you some early wins. Leaning on experience might get you a long-awaited bowl bid, but put off development for future stars. What does Nebraska need to show me? Nebraska needs to show me that it's ahead of schedule, like Matt Rhule said. When Matt Rhule got to Nebraska, he said, yeah, there's more talent on this team. The cupboard wasn't nearly as bare as it was at Temple and Baylor. Okay, if you're going to say that, usually your better year comes year three. Make it year two. Absolutely make it year two. There was a part of me that wanted to put Nebraska into the next tier. I call it the one-dimensional tier. But I don't think Nebraska's defense was so good last year as to belong in this one-dimensional tier. Really good defense. Did a lot of good stuff. But Nebraska's defense still wasn't on the level of Michigan or Iowa, and the offense very clearly was not at the USC level. So that's why Nebraska's in the show me something tier. Because nationally, that's what people are saying about Nebraska. Nebraska, show us something. Show us that you're able to get back to a bowl game. Show us that we have to start looking out for you to challenge for the Big Ten within the next 2, 3, 4 years. That's the national perception. And then we bring it back home. What are we asking Nebraska to show us? Let me know what you want Nebraska to show, 402-464-5685, or drop a comment on any of our streams. I want Nebraska to show me 24 to 28 points per game. That's not great. That's not a lot, but it's a step in the right direction. I want the defense to show me 1.5 takeaways per game. You know, get 18 interceptions and forced fumbles. That's not a lot, but it would feel like a step in the right direction. Get 2 to 3 sacks per game, right? Be at 30, 36 sacks by the end of the year. I mean, last year, man, Rico and I ran these numbers. Give me a sec to pull them up here. Nebraska had more sacks than I would have expected. Yeah, Nebraska had 32 sacks last year. If Nebraska gets another 32 sacks, which is just shy of 3 sacks per game, add that on top of the forced turnovers, and that's a big step in the right direction for this team. Chubby Rhino, I want Nebraska to show me a shutout, a Big Ten shutout. Sure, fire me up. Bring it on. As we look at Nebraska's schedule, the opportunities for a shutout, and I know this is a dangerous game to play, but hey, we're having fun. Do it with me here. Could Nebraska shut out? We'll do Big Ten, right? Because you want a Big Ten shutout, Chubby Rhino. Okay. Your options are Illinois at home. Okay, I'm not sold on that, but talk me into it. At Purdue, doubtful. Can you shut out Rutgers? Absolutely, I think you can shut out Rutgers. I really do not trust that offense, even with Ethan Kalyuk-Manis at the helm. Can you shut out Indiana? I doubt it. I do doubt it, but maybe. If you shut out Ohio State, all right, yep, shut it all down. It's over. You've peaked. We've done it. Nebraska's officially back. Just imagine Nebraska shutting out Ohio State. That would be maybe the most hilarious thing to happen in the college football season. Can you shut out UCLA? Probably not. Could you shut out USC? Again, that's just shy of Ohio State. Probably not shutting out Wisconsin. There's a chance about Iowa. There's a chance. Shut out on the road in Kinnick. Again, doubt it. I think the Iowa offense is going to be better. A Big Ten shutout, I would not put money on, but those are the options there. Brian, I want Nebraska to show me that they can actually win the close games consistently.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to KundryMD.com/energy. And order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right. If you take off the word consistently, I can get on board with that, Brian, because consistency is built up over a number of years. Nebraska won't be able to show you anything consistently in just 1 year. If you start by winning close games this year, that gives you a step to jump off of to next year and win another close game or two in the years to come. Because you're right, Nebraska hasn't done it. Tom Fornelli of CBS Sports put out a really good article about close games that I've had on the back burner of things to go over. So definitely stay tuned for that. I don't have it pulled up in front of me. But basically, the Big Ten plays a lot of close games. You're going to find yourself in some, especially if it remains a conference of good defenses and mediocre offenses, generally speaking. You'll find yourself in some close games. That's the other thing I want Nebraska to show me before I get to a couple more of your texts. Show me special teams. Show me clock management and game management. That hasn't just been, you know, lacking for a year or two. I think that really points back as far as the last winning season in 2016, right? All Nebraska had to do was manage the game to get a first down after the interception on the road at Camp Randall twice. You got two interceptions late. You couldn't get one first down to ice the game. That's clock management, that's game management, that's talent, whatever. That was a top 10 Nebraska team that couldn't do that. So you're not going to see winning close games consistently in this one season, but you got to start somewhere. Start that off this year. Back to the text line, 402-464-5685. Brad from Baldwin says, show me the young talent and roll with it. All right, Brad. All right, Brad from Baldwin, I see you. I hear you. This is where the college game is different than the professional game. And the example I'm going to use here is the Golden State Warriors. They had their two timelines plan, is what they called it. And essentially, they wanted to meld two timelines together into one. They wanted to ride it out with Steph and Klay and Draymond while also developing young talent. At least that's what the front office wanted. Steve Kerr didn't really do that. Steve Kerr didn't give the young guys a whole lot of opportunities, trusted older veterans instead of, you know, taking some lumps in the regular season and allowing the young players to grow and develop through reps alongside Steph, Klay, and Dre. It didn't happen, and that's why the Warriors are where they're at right now, in salary cap purgatory at best, and struggling with draft picks. They haven't drafted well. I mean, Podziemski was solid for them last year. Trayce Jackson-Davis, I think, is going to be a fun piece for them. But you're essentially missing 3-4 years of draft picks when you couldn't afford to try to maximize the run with those three players. And, of course, Klay now off to Dallas. It's different in the college game. I think Nebraska, and college teams generally speaking, can thread the needle better than in the professional ranks. You can look at a place like Nebraska, right? I go back to that Bill Connolly article. The young names that he throws out there, Dylan Raiola, presumed starter. Malachi Coleman, we'll see if there's a leap forward in him. Jalen Lloyd, really fun player. I think he's the starting slot as of right now, and that's fun. Justin Evans on the offensive line, and you have guys behind him, right? Gatula, Sledge, Bricks on the come up, Gibson Pyle as well, guys like that. You can see the young pieces on offense, and then on defense, you've turned your attention to Cam Lenhart. Can he avoid a sophomore slump? Prince Will Umanmielen got a little banged up. What's in store for him? Is there a young defensive back that steps up, right? Is Sierre Wright ready to go, arriving from USC? Is there a Sincere Saifiyula sighting this year? Dwight Boodle, does he pop up? There are young pieces on Nebraska's team, but there are also some older guys that I think in college can provide that sort of veteran leadership and steadiness. And Isaac Gifford, a Robinson Huttmacher and Butler defensive line. We'll see if Stephon Thompson steps in at linebacker. I assume John Bullock is the starter, given how that staff has talked about him. Tommy Wright, that's an older guy. In college, it's harder to go all in on youth unless you're a new coach. If Nebraska was going to go all in on youth, I think it would have happened last year, but they didn't. They had pieces around. They got to 5-3. Guys, Nebraska was 5-3 last year. It feels like another lost season because there wasn't a bowl game. But let's not forget, we were playing some game theory in our heads and trying to figure out how Nebraska could win the Big Ten West because they were right there. There was that glut of teams at 6-2, 5-3, 4-4. Nebraska had every opportunity to win the Big Ten West last year, and it didn't happen. Right? 5-3, you lose to Michigan State in probably the worst game of the year. Nebraska didn't show up ready to go at all. That was wildly uninspiring. You led Maryland, let them off the hook. You led Wisconsin, let them off the hook, couldn't get anything going in the second half. And then you got down to Iowa, you staged a comeback. You were right there. Tommy Hill has the interception. You're in Iowa territory. And then you give the ball right back. Iowa ends up kicking the walk-off field goal. So college, you can walk that line a little bit better. The veterans on Nebraska's team have an important role to play, whether it's the offensive line, whether it's an older running back room, whether it's the transfer receivers that are older, right? In Jamal Banks and Isaiah Nair, relatively veteran tight end position. Really, it's the quarterback room that's still pretty young for Nebraska. And on the defense, I think that unit is very well positioned to plug in youth at important positions and important moments when it has to, because it can. Because it has 9 or 10 guys who know exactly what they're doing, that do their job so well. Yeah, the young guy's going to get picked on. Defensive coordinators know that their guy's going to get targeted. Offensive coordinators know when a guy's new to the scheme, new to the game, and they will go at them. But that's why you give your young guys the opportunity to make a play and prove that they won't get picked on. All right, 3027 says, just beat a ranked opponent or two. That's all I want. Who could those ranked opponents be on Nebraska's schedule? Let's break that down to end the show. 402-464-5685. Outside of Ohio State, who on Nebraska's schedule do you think could be ranked when the Huskers play them? We'll get into that to wrap up Old School next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.